everybody. Welcome. Today is our Creation Lightship Healing Show. This is Station 1 on BBS. It's on an archive. Today's date is 5-3-2017. It's 8-3-2017. We'll clear the date for everybody. Here we go. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. A little more energy here. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2, there we go. That's better. So 1-2-3-4-5. Great. Okay, let's energize the light beam or beams on your monitor screen. Could be on your cell phone, too. So here we go. So energizing then and bring you peace. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And let's release from you a situation that you may be dealing with or encountered. Here we go, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so we'll bring up Michelle here. Are you ready to go, Michelle?
All ready. And just came off of another conference, and that was in San Mateo. It was a lot of fun, so hopefully we have some new listeners to the show. There was so many people at the booth. I don't think there was any downtime except when they were all in the talk listening to Ron. That was when there was maybe a 20-minute span when there wasn't too many people at the booth, and yet even then there were people doing the free 5-minute healing, which was great, the sample healing. So it was a pretty good time, and I don't know, Ron, if you have anything to say about this weekend.
Yeah, it was just very busy. A lot of nice people coming by the booth, some newbies, and had a great time. So, yeah. Back to you.
Yeah, it was good. We had, I think there were many times when the light chamber was completely full. And so we had a lot of people that, you know, they travel quite a distance to come and to do that and get charged up and get cleaned off. And it really, really helped. It's amazing. There was one person who I know it was the first time she had ever encountered it, seen it, really didn't know much about it, and took a chance and went in, and then she just kind of walked off silently, and she seemed very peaceful after. So I think it was a really good sign. So that was really great. And I know, Ron, you mentioned you actually have another one coming up in California in a month and a half. Did you want to talk about that one?
It'll be in Mount Shasta here. I'll get more details as it comes through. The website, I think, is just being prepared for it. It'll be, I believe, the 7th of July. Yeah, Gaia Symposium is, I believe, what it's called. So we'll see what how that comes out here. So anyway, we'll check. I'll be checking later on, end of the week here, to see if the website is up or not. But anyway.
Okay.
It'll be in Weed, California. So back to you.
Awesome. So it's Weed, California, W-E-E-D. And that's just above Shasta.
College location.
All right. So I found this really great thing. I'm going to try and find it again, Perry. It was very interesting that somebody wrote in. Looking around. Okay, I'll have to come back to it. I went off of it for a second. And so, here it is. The meaning of Ron Amatron's name. First of all, it says, thank you for your marvelous service to humanity. Love the archives and the many questions being answered by Ron. I found this information on the meaning of Ron's name. It says Ron, Amit, Ron. So they separated the words, so it ends in Ron on each side. And it says immeasurable and infinite. That's what it means in Sanskrit. And in Hindi, it means boundless and endless. How perfect is this explanation?
Yeah, boy. Guess I won't get too old then, huh?
Did you know that? That's awesome. Oh, I think that's great. Okay. And, yeah, we have a lot going on here. Thanks, everybody, who wrote in. We have so many emails in the inbox. I'm going to try and find a place to start here. So let's see. Gosh, so many new ones. I know, you know, it's been a few days since we've had a live show. In case anyone's interested, while I'm looking for the one that I wanted to start with, we do have a list of Creation Lightship Healing Bundles. So this is for all the newbies, if anyone's listening or they haven't heard this before. Ron has made several bundle groups of healings, which creates a significant discount as opposed to buying them all separately. And the general headings include Alien Freedom Bundle, Mind Matrix, Prosperity Bundle, the Body Jumpstart, and the Body System Rejuvenation. And we have them all in lists, or you can just look them up on the website. If you type in on the search bar, bundles, and they will all come up and tell you what's in each of them and the cost. And then if you, after you use them, because they're for a certain amount of time, each one, then if you want to continue with a specific one, then it's just $50 for unlimited use. Some of them don't have unlimited use, but most of them do. And that's really the best way to go, especially if you're new to this and you just kind of want to start doing a couple different things. So, yeah, so those are really good. And to people who have written in about the alien clearings, alien to light clearings, I have forwarded that information to you, so you should have that in your box right now. Okay, so this is written by somebody who wanted to let Ron know kind of where she was at. And she had been swimming around in, like, the New Age idea of, you know, how you should do things, and this is how it went for her. So I'll just read this whole thing, Ron. It says, Hi, Ron. Before I heard about you and saw your videos, I used to have many visions, visions that were prophetic and visions that guided me to where I am now. I was guided to become a medium and guided to feed the people affected by famine in South Sudan. I was given names of people to contact and preparations I should start making to leave North America. Now I'm lost. Now, because of your teachings, I am aware that it's the aliens that have been playing these games with me. This guidance showed me that I should quit my job, which I did, to become a medium, but I am not able to see with my inner vision as there's a white fog that covers it. I've done a healing already with the light beings, and almost immediately this cloud fog moved in from the left and blocked my vision. And the next day, after I was contemplating what to do with my life, now that I know I was misguided, the license plate in front of me read, I am Ron. I need your help, Ron. I am stuck. Oh, that's interesting. And that's not your license plate, is it, Ron?
No, it's not mine, no. So here we go. So fortunately, the New Age movement gets a hold of a lot of people. And they start going off on a spiritual quest. The way I look at it, the New Age movement sort of tells you that your spirit is really dumb and stupid, and it has to be have more attunements done to it, and it needs to know more. And so you're doing all these rituals to make your spirit smarter. Other ways of stating that, but that's kind of the gist of it here. spiritual growth. Well, that would be your spirit. Well, your spirit already knows everything. And the only problem is that you're basically taking it away from you by doing all these attunements and spiritual stuff, which dilutes, you know, your spirit and your body, and it can also cause, you know, a vast amount of contamination or energy coming to you that your spirit also gets connected with. Remember, whatever you do, your spirit's doing it with you. And whatever physical problem, ailments you have, pain in your body, etc., you know, so does your spirit. It has the same thing. So that's the problem, that the spiritual growth stuff and trying to become more spiritual and trying to get out of here by attunements and DNA activations and stuff, you're just going down the rabbit hole much further. And I have many shows that I kind of talk about this, and even, you know, at the lectures that I have and workshops on YouTube. So the main thing is you kind of want to backpedal and, you know, just start doing the mind to heart drop. So that's the kind of the best way to get started. That won't cost you anything whatsoever. You'll have 16 free clearings underneath the login key on the left side of the website. It says free healings. Just click on it and just start going through those to see which one is a benefit for you. So whatever you're getting basically is going to be from the aliens. And unfortunately, since they give us mind energy and people are thinking all the time, you sort of kind of get lost in what's going on. And you think you need to get more and more naturally because they gave you mind. Mind is always searching for something. And you could be on a lifelong quest, fortunately, for a long, long time. And going nowhere, or even further down that rat hole. So, what I want to do here, the same lady who I think sent that, it's her birthday today. So everybody, we're going to have a birthday party on the light ship. And so I can't give her name, but she said she'd be listening tonight. So here we go. We're going to do a birthday party for her. So we're all going up. And you can bring your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. We're going up to the light ship for a birthday party. So here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And right now you are bilocated out of time. And you may see things around you that might feel a little more separated from you or not courting you because you're now in a different space out of time and you're being bilocated. So here we go. Let's go to what I call the food court. And the food court is where we're going to be having our dessert. Well, here we go. Let's look for dessert now. Your different types that you might have could be, I look for the German chocolate cake with the drizzle and hot fudge and the cherries and the nuts and maybe whatever else I can see there. You may be a pie person, so you may want to get a strawberry pie. They'll materialize this for you instantly. And it's just a small portion. It's like the size of a pencil eraser. So if you look at it with a magnifying glass, it'll look very large to you. But on your plate in front of you, it's like, what is this? So anyway, here we go. So we're going to have our cake, and there's probably ice cream there too. And here we go. So going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 into the special room, if you just came on late. And we're now having our dessert, and the light being is going to be singing happy birthday. So here we go. So happy birthday to the lady who has a birthday today. And we're all singing happy birthday also. This is wonderful, and here we go. If you want to have seconds, you can. It's not uncommon. So here we go. Happy birthday, and now I'll come back from the light ship, back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and here. So back to you, Elle.
Oh, great. That was fun. You rarely do that. Okay. So that was really fun. We had a little birthday party. All right. Let's see here. Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, a long time ago, I talked to this friend of mine who has been around a lot of things for a long time, basically. She's seen both sides of the story, like, you know, the New Age spirituality and then the actual reality. And she said, when you are actually spiritual, you feel just grounded in your body. I don't know if grounded is the right word, but you feel in your body and things actually seem very just normal almost. And when you're, you know, kind of, another friend would say, away with the fairies, that's not really spiritual. And yet, in the New Age movement, they're kind of, people are kind of taught that that is, but it doesn't really work out that well. So, very interesting. Okay, so let's see here. All right, we have somebody, we have a couple pet questions here. This says, about 9 p.m., my cat, one that I have felt is alien since I got her, was walking and jumping like an electric shock was going through her. It was weird. I tried to get a video of it, but then she stopped. And I saw her do this about 5 times. Then I went to bed and I played the 12 Source Energy Archive, nice music, and that same cat was purring and constantly kneading the bed like she was enjoying the energy. It was cool. So very good. Now, we have those recordings. I know some of the listeners already have them as emails, and then you can download it onto your phone so you can hear those. I believe they may also be on our YouTube station. So I know there's people out there who know exactly where to find them if they could write in and let us know. So if some of the newbies could get a hold of some of those recordings, that would be great. Okay. This person says, I am finding it interesting that I am in the final clearings of the body jumpstart, and I just started the body system rejuvenation, and I'm feeling pinpricks today, and I will see how this plays out. So maybe they're letting go of something.
Very good.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a space in there to write pinpricks and that would stop.
Yeah, maybe. I think all the clearings do have a special or other incident situation, so might be good.
Well, this next one says, I just finished the body jumpstart special and wondered how long it takes for it to show up in my body.
Instantly, once you do a clearing. There's no delays on the clearing.
Exactly. So if you may notice, a lot of times, I was trying to explain to somebody this weekend that it's almost as if it's so completely gone that you question whether or not that ever actually, you ever actually had that problem before. But the best way to deal with it is to literally just forget that you ever had any problem and not think about it, because you can bring it back to you. So just, you know, let the clearings take it away, but, you know, do the clearings and let it just go and then basically completely forget about it. I know some people like to go, oh, well, I had this x-ray and it showed this, and then I had the clearing, and then I want to bring it back to my doctor and confirm that it's gone, but you know what? Just let it go. It's gone. Just leave it alone, usually. Do you want to comment on that, Ron?
I don't want to look back, you know, when you... Most people, when they have a clearing, especially the whole life ones, you know, your pain, trauma, anxiety, sensory body, emotions, feelings, once those invisible energetic bodies are cleared and you start to look back on your life maybe a day or two after you do the clearing, like a clean slate, you really have to hunt and search for that. So another way of stating that is that you have all these energies that are with you, and the energies are like taken away instantly, but you don't lose the picture of it. So you will see the picture. As I watch people when they do the clearing sometimes, if I do one for them, like take away a couple issues, you know, at our expo booths, they look a little strange sometimes. Some people's eyes get really big. Other people, they try to hunt it down. And maybe it takes them a half a minute. And then they finally say, yeah, I just can't find it. It's not there. Or some people might say, well, I still see it. Well, yeah, you still see it, but how does your body feel? Is this affecting your body? And that's the main thing. How is it working with you? No, but the clearings do work. Sometimes I'll do a clearing for somebody, like the emotional one, which everybody needs. And then, you know, all of a sudden, after I do the clearing, they don't know what to think of what happened. Or they say, well, it helps somewhat. Well, that means that they're not living in that body that I just cleared. So I always clear the emotional one first. And maybe they have a trauma body, and so that's stored in the emotions. Then the emotions got filled up, like a trash can being full, and it's overspilling. And the next you work into your trauma body, and the trauma body will say, and it could be another body too, like the feeling body. We'll just talk about trauma, because the emotional energy was just so intense that now you went into trauma. So now you're working in the trauma energy body. That's how you see your life as being in traumas. And then you have to clear that body to get relief from what you thought was just strictly an emotional problem. Anyway, that's sort of the way it works. So the healings work instantly. And there's nothing that you need to figure out or do or anything else. It's done. So back to you.
Okay, great. And it's so complete. So the only reason that you would even need the unlimited is for something that may occur in the future, like if you got the emotional unlimited. But just to do the rundown of your age and go through all those years, which is 20 or 30 minutes, depending on how old you are, and 30 minutes would be the top. Usually it's around 20. That's complete once it's done. Those emotions that were stuck in you, they are taken out. So they'll show up as like, oh, wow, that thing that used to really bother me or annoy me or get me upset, I'm just at peace with it. And that's usually how it looks. So a lot of times people don't realize until after that, oh, wait, didn't that thing used to really bother me? No, it just doesn't anymore, so. So it's very nice. And I know a couple people this weekend just decided to go for it and just did it right there during the day and came back looking very peaceful the next day. So that was very helpful. Okay, Ron, so our next question is, what is the home base that you mentioned when we do not go to the new Earth?
Okay, your home base energy is where you would go to if you were in a planet of light and not controlled by aliens. So you're on a light planet, which you won't know anything about because we have so much interference here. If the aliens took off tomorrow, then it would be much different. But when you're in a light planet, all of a sudden what happens is that you choose your life form, no forced reincarnation. And you just choose a life form that you may want to have an experience with. And naturally, you choose then when that life form needs to disappear or dematerialize, and you find something else. And that's what you do from your home base energy. Home base energy is where you go, we'll just say, for rest, for R&R, during your different incarnations. Oh, that's the way that works.
Yeah, and everybody can be something different. Possibly whatever they're drawn to naturally is part of their home-based energy.
Yeah, here people kind of know what it is. And when I do that session with them, you need to have some clearings under your belt first. But, before, once I tell you what it is, you probably already have a glimpse of that in your life. So, you know, you may be a person who likes to maybe walk on sand at the beach, and so your home base energy could be just that. And your twin flame energy, which is also in the 4-in-1, you may know what that is also in a sense. So, you know, it's quite interesting, you know, to see people. And sessions take about typically 2 to 3 hours to do. So back to you.
Okay, great. So just to reify, Ron, what you were just speaking about there is a specific clearing that people do once they have a couple main healings under their belt, like the emotional. And I don't know if there's prerequisites on that one. I think we talk about it in some older shows. But just to be kind of quick about it, it's called the 4-in-1 clearing, meaning there's four separate things that you do within that clearing. And it's pretty cool. So it's one of the few ones that you actually need to get on the phone with Ron and do. And I know that you've been pretty busy the past year, really, but some people might be interested in doing that in the future. So we'll get together what the prerequisites are for that, and maybe we'll discuss it a little further on another show. Okay, so somebody's wondering, oh, do we need to enter the free clearings, like the Be Here Now, into the Earth Transport clearing, the New Earth Transport?
No, you don't need to do that one, no.
Okay. Those are done. All right, and is the Earth in alignment right now, Ron?
It feels fine right now, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, so we do have, I believe, okay, for May, I'm just going to read what the physical body rejuvenation intensives are. And this came out in an email. So if you haven't received the email yet, possibly you are very new and we haven't had time to put your email in the system yet, but you should be getting it soon because it's coming up. So what they are is conference calls, and they are going to be May 13th, 14th, 21, and 28th. So basically it starts up with a Saturday, and it's a 3-hour call. Ascension preparation healing session. And Ron also will bless some bottles of water that you are to drink throughout the week there. And then the next day on the Sunday, the 14th, he's going to do a 7-hour healing session. And then the subsequent Sunday, the 21st, and also the subsequent Sunday after that, which is the 28th. And these conference calls happen every month. There's one Saturday and three Sundays, and they really clear basically all sorts of special things that Ron sees and feels he needs to work on at the time for everybody. But in general, it's like aliens leave energies in your body, like they live in your body, they procreate, they leave all sorts of waste in your body, and he cleans that out, and you end up feeling, your joints feel better, you have more energy, just, you know, they can basically slow you down or clog you up. So he releases a lot of that. It feels very good. And then also during the week, Ron has a series of calls that he does every day at a certain time, and it's listed on the front of the webpage at the very top. So on Tuesday, he releases you from cordings to other people, which usually shows up as pain in a certain spot in your body. And then on Wednesday, he does water activation as well, specifically for that week from Wednesday to Wednesday, on 7 different bottles of water that you have. And then on Thursday, he does clone body removal. And on Friday, he does entity removal. And how most of those items show up, how you know if that's going on for you, is because you have some random pain in your body and something's usually going on. So I don't know, Ron, if you wanted to explain any more of those in depth for anybody new that might be listening.
Well, I could do a pain body release. That would be okay to do right now?
Yeah, great.
Here we go. So Think of a pain in your body. Some people like to put their hand on that location. So here we go. Acting with you right now. So here we go. One, two, three, releasing the energy. Four and five, a little stronger. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Wonderful. Okay, we'll see how that works for you. Oh, back to you.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Okay, so somebody wrote in and they say, the CTR radio archives are wonderful. Thank you. And they are wonderful. So I'm going to talk about those real quick. So again, for newbies and for people who've been around for a while, if you haven't ever gone to these, if you go to the main page of the website, on the right-hand side, there's two little rounded corner square buttons. One is purple, one is blue. It says VBS Radio, and those will be all the archives for the show that we're doing now with the radio station that we're on now. But the CTR one is right next to it, and you can click on that or just underneath it where it says archives. And all of those have years and years worth of radio shows recorded. Some are longer than others, and I believe the CTR ones might run a little bit longer, but they're really great to listen to because not only is it great information, Ron does all sorts of healings, whatever, you know, came on at that time or he felt the need to do, he does all sorts of healings, and those healings always work. So they will work for a couple times, so you can listen to it a couple times, and then if you feel that that was very useful for you, you can listen to it again, or you can have a friend listen to it, and maybe they can be introduced to this work through that. So thank you, listener, for talking about that. I know people now and then, if you find an archive that you really think had great information that you think maybe we might want to know now, you can go ahead and write to us and say, hey, this particular show on this particular date and this year was really great, and it talked about this, because I know people like to hear more about all sorts of things. And then that same listener had a question. It says, can I put more than one name in the 2,000-year barcode removal when doing this for other people?
No, just the name of the person that you're clearing. It's one name at a time. Could possibly put up two screens, but you can only do one at a time, as you're clearing that. You know, so you can't put two names for one clearing. So, back to you.
Okay, so one person's name at a time. And it's also helpful if you have their photo in front of your computer screen. Because
that
they're going to get multi-viewing.
That helps a lot. You're having the photo up even for yourself if you're out and about. That works very good, too. So.
Yes. So I did talk about that with some of the new people that were interested this weekend as well. And, there might be a question, does it have to see the camera? And I said, no, it's not the camera, it's your computer screen. So you can have the picture up anywhere on your computer screen. I mean, the light being, the healing up. And then you want your picture, just set it in front of the keyboard if you have to walk away. So, like, normally I'm at my keyboard, so here I am sitting in front of there. So the light beings can see me, and the healings are working on me, whichever ones I have up. But if I have to walk away and carry on with my life, the great thing about the Creation Lightship healings is you can do that. So you just take a picture of yourself and you put it in front of there. The light beings are making that connection. And this is their way to easily find you and go, oh, yeah, that's the person we're working on. Because the light beings are always in the moment. And if they have to constantly find who they're supposed to be working on, you might receive a little bit less of a percentage of the healing. So it just works more better if you have your photo in front of the computer. Okay. This next person says, this question is actually for any clearing, but right now I just finished doing the magnetic and twisted body clearing, and I want to do clearings for my spirit, because I know at one point you did mention just recently we should do that. So once I finish for myself, do I do all the clearings for my spirit, for example, first name, last name, spirit? That's what you would actually write in the box, so your name and then the word spirit after. Do you do the spirit integration part for your spirit?
Spirit. You probably wouldn't have to do that, no. You could, though, if you want to do it. I don't see any harm that could be done. Mainly just, you know, whatever whole lifetime clearings you have done, then do that for your spirit. And that way you're sure that it's cleaned out. And then also, you know, if you have one of the bundles up, you may want to also do that for your spirit. You probably run the spirit at the same time that you're doing the clearing yourself. Put up another screen. So you have two screens, one for your spirit and one for you. That just ensures that your spirit will be integrated with the energy. I'll kind of talk about that a little bit here. So let's just say that you have a hurt finger, and it just happened, you know, and it's kind of in pain, and then naturally your spirit leaves you. Then it comes back in, and it also has its hurt finger because you have a hurt finger. So let's just say that it takes 2 weeks for your finger to heal, so it's like normally functioning for you. So your spirit will be also contaminated for that same 2 weeks. And you're having your body, as it's healing itself, it will start to heal your spirit also, because it will mirror that energy to it. Now, if you have a hurt finger and you clear your spirit, and maybe you do it more than once, you want to do it, I don't know, maybe every, let's just say 5 times a day, if you're able to do that. You might have a cell phone where you can click it on and do a spirit healing for your finger. And so your spirit now will be okay, and it can come into you with this energy of wellness and go to your finger, and you might heal a little quicker. But the other way around, you're waiting for your body to heal, and then that will actually heal your spirit. But when you do the clearings, the whole lifetime ones, and even the ones on the bundles, by putting your spirit in there, they have quicker and faster results. So, back to you.
Okay, very good. So speaking of which, I believe it was last Wednesday, we played an archive, and the archive was from November 20th, 2015, and I will repeat that again in just a moment in case you want to write it down. It says here, I just wanted to say after the feet clearing that was on the November 20th, 2015 archive that you replayed last week, my left foot really felt something from that. I replayed that show again today, and I hope that that will fix the problem. And then they write, maybe I do have chicken feet. So thank you. So, Ron, if you don't remember, that show was from about 2 years ago. It was November 20th, 2015, and you did a lot of feet clearing. And on that show, you mentioned that sometimes, you know, people have done things, or aliens have done things to people. Your feet might not really be exactly what you came in here with or what you hoped that they would be. And you did a lot of healings on them, and it was really, really extremely powerful, especially, obviously, if you had something going on. So that was a great show, and so I wanted them to replay that, just so people could experience that. And that's the type of thing that it's really worth doing the archives for, because you might come across something that you would not have thought of and been like, wow, I really needed that, or that really helped, or there's something going on there and I need to look into it a little bit further. So thank you, listener. I'm glad you liked that show. I really liked it as well. So if you do need any particular feet clearing or anything, people have anything going on or anything ever happened to your feet, if you want to check that show out again, the date is November 20th, 2015. Really great show. Okay, so this one is about cutting cords. I have been cutting cords, and the person calls immediately after I cut the cord to them and plug the cord into the sun. I am guessing that this person is deeply connected to me, and I have to cut the cord many, many times. Is there any way to permanently uncord myself? I live alone, and the only interaction I have is with a local church. I am being deluged with the members and pastors to come back. Any ideas? Thank you for helping us, Ron.
I think I'd do the spirit indoctrination clearing and maybe put that church's name in the dark side practitioner clearing. So, yeah, that's not good. Now, have a church after you and the congregation. Oh, man. Anyway.
Yeah.
Run, don't walk.
So, is that the religious indoctrination or religion indoctrination?
I may even want to try the alien baptism. Maybe they're hooking you up that way. Alien baptism clearing.
You know, that's so funny you say that. It actually says here Baptist Church.
there you go.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. So the alien baptism clearing, I believe that is a barcode, actually. That's a barcode clearing. So you'll see that listed under barcode clearing. And then they have one last question. It says, how long will you be in the body here? And they're asking you, Ron.
I can't answer that one.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no clue. I know I'm probably, I won't say twice the age, but maybe I'm here a third longer than probably any other life beings that were on the planet here. Princess Diana was a life being, even though you know stuff happened, but she was remembered, you know, for doing the humanitarian stuff that was in Jesus' body also. So, but I don't know what age she was when she got killed. There's other conspiracy people saying that she wasn't. But she did come to me when I did some healing work instantly, and she was with me for probably 5 to 7 days. She was pregnant. Well, that was quite interesting to hear her voice in my head, just like she was in the room. But each day it kind of faded a little more and a little more, and then poof, I took her out and she was gone. So. Anyway, that was, I think, what, maybe 90, I don't know, 93 possibly, but I don't know what her age was. Anyway, most of the light beings never made it probably past 35 years of age, and the ones that probably, lived that long were probably kind of disgruntled, I would say, because people just weren't catching on to anything. Like myself, I basically gave up with people too, but I kind of got replugged in again. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, but people just don't get it. Well, back to you. The ones that get it really well, most of them, don't understand, and the philosophy is so different from what they were taught for 2,000 years that they have a hard time with it. Back to you.
Okay, so yeah, you brought up a couple things about Princess Diana. That is always fascinating. And yes, a very, very interesting person she was. I thought she was very gentle and very kind and quite a wonderful person. So Okay, and yeah, of course. I mean, you know, we're all grateful, but I know that we're a very small audience. But there's so much mind control on this planet. It is hard to see through it. So, if you're new to this, or if you have been with Creation Lightship for a long time, if you have not done the 2,000-year barcode removal, that one is so excellent. So a little bit of what Ron just touched on at the end there, for basically, Ron, I think at one point you explained this on a radio show, so you said that the last time when Jesus was here, the darkness saw what the light could do, and that it could get people out of here with their physical body. And so the darkness basically put like a barcode or some sort of a blinders on all of us, and it, you know, could be with the dimensions or with our eyes or whatever, and basically made it so that we see everything but the true light, which you see happening. If you know this, you see people go, you know, they want to have this spiritual life and this great life and do good things and be good people, and yet they search for everything but the true light. They just don't see it. And so the fix for that is one of Ron's free clearings. It says free healings, and it's listed on the front page of his website. And it's on one of the second drop-down box. It says 2,000-year barcode removal. And so it's going to go through every 100 years and take down that veil of darkness so that you can't see the true light. And I suggest running it for about 600 minutes or more for each 100-year section, and just running it, you know, through the night, the next one, through the day, the next one, through the night, and carry on until you get down to, you know, 2,000 years ago when this was basically put on us, and you will really, really start to understand what Ron is talking about. You'll hear him more clearly, and you'll just really get it. So it's very, very important. And the other thing that I wanted to mention about that one in particular, and this is actually in several of them, but what Ron was saying is when you run a clearing, you want that it's removing this darkness out of you. So you want to replace that darkness with your own spirit. So go to that clearing, let's say the 2,000-year barcode removal, and you put your name in there on the top, and then you scroll down to the very bottom where it says step number 22, spirit integration. And that particular one is in several different healings. It just happens to be in this free one, so that's why I'm talking about this one now. So you click on step number 22, spirit integration, and you run that for quite a while because you want your spirit to come back into that space that the darkness was removed from. You don't want more darkness coming back into that space. So, and people run that one for, you know, while they're running the healings, they run it during, they run it after, they run it all night, and they wake up feeling great. So it's a good one to have on. All right. I think I may have covered that. Anything else you wanted to say about that, Ron?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's really good to do. Another clearing that you might consider doing, some people, I got emails recently about situations going on in their life. You know, I would do the natal barcode clearing. The natal barcode is what the aliens gave you before you were born. Well, that's the time that you were born when you should have popped out, you know, basically. And they had all this stuff planned for you according to your parents' DNA that makes up you. So all of your stuff is there, and they already know that. And that's how they sort of control your life continuously through this natal barcode. So that natal barcode is a very good clearing to do to help get rid of stuff. And you normally put in your birth name. And then some people have asked, well, can I put in my nickname? Can I put in what people normally just call me all the time? Did that change? And now I'm married. What do I put in there now? And so run them all. Whatever's in there, run all those names, because they may have already known who you're going to get married to, okay? And so you want to cover all bases. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, and that same one can cover so many things. You can put all of your credit card numbers in there so you don't, you know, go crazy spending on one card or whatever. Social security numbers, addresses, license plates, VIN numbers, any kind of numbers, because numbers are a way to hook yourself up with the dark side as well. And all of those numbers that are attributed to you, you know, like Ron said, they could have been attributed to you for a long time. So it's not that those numbers won't still have meaning for you. You know, I'll still have the same VIN number for my car or whatever, but I don't know, it kind of disconnects you from that energy, basically, so you're more at peace. Okay, so another question. It says, since I now know that the aliens abduct us while sleeping, I am up most nights just dozing off occasionally. Any recommendations on how to sleep peacefully?
You could try doing the mind to heart drop, and then if you wake up, do the mind to heart drop again. That's only a 20-second little exercise to get you in the present moment. You can, you know, maybe command your spirit not to leave your body, but that doesn't always work because if there's a program running on one of those timelines and you're quite going to be, you know, having an accident, your spirit might just leave you just because of that. I have had a lot of people, when I first started talking about the cloned Earth, cloned planet healings that we had, the parallel lifetimes, a lot of people did that, and they stuck good for 6 months. But it's kind of hard to say what will prevent you from leaving. Still working on that. Some people have great success. But people, you know, it may just help them a little bit. So it's hard to say what's going on with that, why you leave your body when you're sleeping, stay in your body continuously. So, back to you.
Yeah, and I know you've mentioned before also that what you're seeing, your dreams, they are our parallel lives that we're seeing, which really shouldn't occur, but, you know, most people do have dreams. So, so many people are on these timelines that the aliens have created, which are, you know, possibilities or thought processes that we may have had or that they want to put us on. And there are some specific clearings to clear those so that, you know, those stop existing, basically, and they're called the current, let me see, they're like current lifetimes, parallel lives on cloned Earth, current lifetimes on parallel lifetimes on cloned planets, and then past lifetimes on the same thing, and they're four separate things, so I guess it's different for everyone, but the current lifetime on cloned planets, on cloned Earth, is a really good one to do. So that's one. I know some people have kind of a protocol they do before they go to bed. Maybe they listen to the 12 source energies, or, yeah, the mind to heart drop is really fast, and it does work very well.
Yep, and then people also have their picture with the light being on, so you need to know how to, you know, reconfigure your computer. It's probably your power setting so that it doesn't turn off on you and, you know, you just leave the light being up. And it's kind of simple, but some people have a problem doing that. But just find out from somebody else how to leave your computer on all the time, whether it's the batteries or a power. And, you know, you're in good shape. And this is for laptops. So it's getting close to that time here. Anything you want to add, Michelle, before we...
Well, I hope people can join us for the Friday night show. That's going to be 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So please join us. It's always a great show. And if you want to write in, have any questions, it's CLST questions@yahoo.com. Thank you.
Okay, so Friday and Saturday at Station 2, and we go to the light ship on Saturday. So, everybody, let's do the mind a heart drop. It's very simple. So you have to say out loud, and I'll command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And you probably feel your thoughts going from your head to your heart. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. Hope you have a wonderful evening. And keep your picture up in front of your light being on your monitor screen. Blessings. Thank you, ladies. On the scenes. Thank you, Michelle. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.